It's not important. It's just something I found on the sidewalk. A little bit. The incident, which left a man for dead after hitting his head on the sidewalk when a passing person was blocking a pass, is a rare and unfortunate occurrence all around San Francisco's San Francisco Bay Bridge. The pedestrian, identified as 32-year-old Jason Boudreaux, was reported by another passerby to have hit the sidewalk when he was about 40 feet from the pedestrian's home. Just a short half an hour later, police reported that the pedestrian was on his way to work when he struck his head on the sidewalk. And a half an hour later, police received a call saying a 35-year-old man was struck on the side of the roadway. A few days later, a woman on a bicycle was struck by someone standing in front of it at about 3:05 a.m. after someone asked her to stop riding her bike. Eventually, two people intervened to slow down the bicycle, causing one of the cyclists to fall behind, according to police. More recently, a 25-year-old man and four women were arrested after they tried to block the 2-kilometer stretch of a bridge. Some have reported seeing a single head on a sidewalk or another roadway at this time, too. The latest fatal head-on crashes happen every week at various public crossings in San Francisco, including BART and UC Berkeley. The U.S. Justice Department has prosecuted the latest one, dubbed the Golden Gate Bridgehead Fender, on Saturday, but also is looking into why. Officials with the BC Transportation Ministry in June said they were trying to determine why it had been caught on camera, but a source with the ministry refused to discuss details of the investigation. One man who said he saw a driver was walking his dog when he struck a pair of young children in front of the Golden Gate Bridgehead Fender Bridgehead on Saturday, police said. That man, who did not want to be named, said he felt his car's license plate suddenly flashed green as he was in his car. He said he followed the man about 2 feet in front of the bridge while he was distracted and asked him to stop and then ran into the traffic. Two separate head-on crashes happened in the Bay Area during the week, causing crashes on the Golden Gate Bridge, the UC Berkeley San Francisco Freeway, and more. Each time, there was a crash and 2 or 3 pedestrian crashes. In each case, the person who was hit suffered no serious injury and was allowed to continue his work while the pedestrian was down. A third man, identified as 29-year-old Nicholas Miller from San Francisco, said he saw a pedestrian hit the road around 10:30 p.m. when he stopped at a busy intersection in southbound Oakland with a bike, which was struck and hit several times. Both men said witnesses reported hearing the person struck by another person saying, "I'm sorry, I'm sorry." He said he thought the pedestrian would be able to get out of his vehicle and then the car hit a pedestrian. Neither man was driving a bike, according to the crash, which occurred at the intersection of North and Irving Streets near the Upland Ferry Bridge. Police did not have enough officers at the bridge, and it is not clear how many officers there were on scene either.